make it last until another 100 crazy years about love. Go standing by another 100 crazy years about love. Go standing by another 100 crazy years about love. Go standing.
Guys, good morning, and thank you for tuning in. My name's Clementine. The show is Fractal Chambers, and you're currently listening to BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. It's been a while since I've been in studio. I've just been out busy, and eventually I'll be out next time as well, traveling. But I want to thank you, DJ Nats, for taking over last session as I was gone. sure was really amazing, because her shows are always really, really amazing, and I say that with lots of jealousy in my voice because she's so good. Anyways, thank you for tuning in. This is Fractal Chambers. I missed you guys. It's been a while. I've got some music to play for you guys. I feel like this show is kind of going to be a lot of new music, but also woven in some old songs, because the weather has changed, or at least today I walked outside and it just feels very summery to me, or at least the closest summer San Francisco will probably ever get. It's bright, it's not really rainy anymore, it's a bit humid and muggy, but not too much that it's unbearable and uncomfortable. So it feels it kind of gets me nostalgic for being in college, walking around this grassy campus and just feeling that there's just one day change and everyone's wearing flower dresses or floral prints, and it feels like a good time. Anyways, just wanted to play some music to kind of celebrate both new music coming out and celebrate, I guess, nice-ish weather, celebrate pleasantness in the air. The last track you just heard, that was a pretty old track. Speaking of back in college, this track is Sour Patch, who are a pop band that was originally from San Jose. The track was What You Already Know off of their album Stagger and Fade. That was released by Happy Happy Birthday to Me way back in 2012. I remember having just graduated, I believe, and just going to their farewell show with some radio friends of mine from college, and it was amazing because I've never seen. It was the very first band, indie pop band that I've seen live that was very so close to Tiger Trap and all the Rose Melberg stuff, and yeah, it was great. So they have a really fantastic discography, even though they're not a band today, they still have their things available online, and you could probably purchase it through the some stuff is probably available through the Happy Happy Birthday to Me label as well. Anyways, let's go ahead and keep the music going. I have a lot of stuff I'm excited to share with you guys. Up next, you're gonna hear new music from the drums. Alright, thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Flip it.
might be going too far. Gotta let this remain mysterious, cause you're a wild dove, and I know you'll fly far, and I'll never see you again. But tonight my heart is singing, it's singing, oh, 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 it's singing. Oh,
something in my head. We've noticed we're no longer on the blooming side of life. We've lost the glow in places when the fruit was turning ripe.
The mistress of your smile transformed the coldness into warmth. There was this day when apple blossoms emphasized your charms.
Then we started dreaming in the warm and breezy air.
Bubbles full of oxygen were floating in the air.
We've noticed we're no longer on the blooming side of life. We've lost the glow in places when the fruit was turning ripe.
The mistress of your smile transformed the coldness into warmth.
Emphasized your charms.
Thank you.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. I'm going to tell you what you just heard really quick. That last track was Business of Dreams with the Hatchet Song. That's off of their latest album, Ripe for Anarchy, off of Slumberland Records. Super duper fantastic album. Yeah, I don't know, I feel like I say this every single time that I play him, but like, I'm always impressed and amazed and like wowed by his work. And if you're into his music, he's playing at the Chapel. That's gonna be Tuesday, April 30th, alongside Jessica Pratt. I believe tickets are still available, so definitely check it out if you're interested. Prior to Business of Dreams, you heard Nah with, so that's N-A-H dot dot dot. So, and that's with their track Apple Blossoms, a single that was self-released. That band is actually, so if you're like interested in indie pop, there's a indie pop Facebook group called, called like Indie Pop, Dream Pop, whatever, all that stuff. And it's hosted by, the main moderator is this one lady, this one woman, Estella Rosa, and this is her band, and it's fantastic to have musicians be a part of the community in this like way and encourage and facilitate a space to share music. And part of that you heard Hoops with Sun's Out. That's off of their album Routines that was put out by Fat Possum Records. And part of that you heard The Drums with Blip of Joy. That's off of their new album Brutalism. That was released by Anti Records. And I think his name, yeah, the lead person, the drums, this is actually their fifth album total, but this is the second album of just like him being solo, the main guy, I guess. And apparently he described this album as a quote unquote brave, necessary shedding of a false persona he felt forced to maintain ever since The Drums suddenly exploded into one of America's most hyped bands. So this album's a lot more kind of like vulnerable than previous tracks or previous albums, I believe. Less like this masked. Anyways, I'm still trying to like put my finger on this new album. I think I just need to listen to it a bit more to figure out what I think about it. I feel like with The Drums, they are fantastic at pop music, and I think like their latest albums have kind of been like hit or miss for me, and I think this track is a huge hit for me. Gotta listen to it a bit more. Anyways, gonna keep the music going. Up next, you're gonna hear an older track by Sweet Arcadney. This is one of their like off of one of their early albums called The Doctor. This track is Good Things. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Got this feeling when I heard your name, was pine and pine ever since your eyes met mine. But you looked away, you turned right away from me.
Distracting me, following your captain.
Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm, Best Frequencies Forever. You just heard a track by Flying Fish Cove, which with Sleight of Hand, that's off of their album At Moonset that was released by Jigsaw Records. And this is their first debut album, and it's super, I think it's really refreshing. Just because it's like catchy, but also kind of weird, strange indie pop. And I don't know, I'm just a big sucker for that. Fun fact about this band is Chris McFarlane, who is of Jigsaw Records, I've seen him drum for groups like Rocket Ship when they played here at the Rickshaw Stop a couple years ago. And then he also drums for this group. And it's been like, and even Frankie Cosmos, Greta Klein of Frankie Cosmos, is like, does backing vocals on their opening track of that album. Anyways, that was Flying Fish Cove with Sleight of Hand off of the album At Moonset. Super good. I'm excited to listen to more of it. I only just discovered it only recently. Anyways, prior to that, you heard Gigi with Someone Tell Me Please. That is also old release. I believe it was put out in probably 2009. I've played it a number of times during the show, but something about it always makes me feel like springtime or summertime. Usually early springtime. And so the whole premise of this band or this album is that it consists of a group of like kind of like makeup bands, like Nick Kirkovich, who you've heard on the show as well, gathered a bunch of his friends together to collaborate on 60s inspired pop music. This one specifically, he collaborated with Mira. You could hear her vocals in that track. He's also collaborated with Zach Pennington, Rose Melberg, Owen Pallett, and created this super fantastic album. Again, that was Gigi, the track Someone Tell Me Please, and the album is Midnight, and that was put out by Tom Ladd Records, which I believe is Nikorovich's record label. Prior to that, you heard Julia Shapiro with Natural. That's a single off of her upcoming album, which will be called Perfect Version, released by Hardly Art Records. If you're not familiar, Julia Shapiro has been in bands such as Chastity Belt, Childbirth, and Who Is She? And this is her first solo debut album, and I'm excited to hear more from that. Part of that, you heard Ellen with Ellen, E-L-E-N-I-N, Ellen, with Turtleneck. That's a single that was put out by Don't Fade Away Records. I think they might be from Indonesia. The label itself is based out of Indonesia, so I can only assume that the band is probably from Indonesia as well, which is fantastic because you almost rarely hear indie pop from that part of the world, and it's really exciting that we have the internet to kind of have this stuff shared more widely. Anyways, kicking off that set, you heard Slater Kidney with Good Things off of the album Call a Doctor that was released by Chainsaw Records. Yeah, I don't know, I've just been stressed out at work this week, so listening to angry music has been very helpful and very soothing and catchy. Anyways, I'm going to keep the music going. We have about 15 minutes left, and I still have some stuff that I want to share with you. Up next, you're going to hear a track, a new Frankie Cosmos track. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Never.
not over. Just 'cause it's over as I knew it doesn't mean I blew it. I'm not angry and I'll prove it. I'm not angry. The discussion is just lengthy. I'll show it just as soon.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.fm. I'm gonna tell you what you just heard and then hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. That last track was The Small Goods with Satellite. That's gonna be off of, that's a single off of their forthcoming album released, maybe in, let's see, June 2019. Yeah, I think the album will be called Lost in the Woods. That's put out by Lost and Lonesome. Be sure to keep an eye out for that. Prior to that, you heard Shady Bug with Make It Up. That's off of their album Lemon Line, put out by Exploding Sound Records. And kicking off that set, you heard Frankie Cosmos with Eternal. That's off of her album, or new four-part EP series, Haunted Items, put out by Sub Pop Records. Gonna leave you with a track by the Nervous Rex with this off of this compilation album, The Longest Summer on Record, Volume 1. It's essentially a collection of songs from various bands or projects that include Arthur Andrew Jarrett, which is from, who's like a prominent member of the Groove Farm. Anyways, this is the Nervous Rex with I Love Your Psychedelic Curtains. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a lovely weekend.